former UK Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli said there are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. It's Karen. I have not been ignoring you. I have just been so busy. I'm rarely at home, and that's why I'm calling you at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. But I want you to know that I am not thinking of selling. If I were, I would call you immediately. You are my real estate guy. But you're probably wondering if I am thinking of selling it. I'm not at the moment. Thank you for thinking of me.
What'll be sad is if someday she lists the house without me. Then I guess we got to pull that from the rotation. But, you know, stuff happens. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talon on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Have you heard of Picasso?
No.
Not the painter, but a company buying properties and then selling shares to individuals, allowing them to stay in the house for short periods of time, but they say it's not a timeshare. The city of St. Helena in Napa County disagrees, and Picasso is suing the city. The neighboring Sonoma County homeowners started a grassroots organization called Stop Picasso Now. And that neighborhood and that neighbor, Brad Day, is today's guest. He'll join me in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment, overall, without Montecito, and with Montecito and without Montecito. So we can see what's happening for the rest of us. And Festivus, of course, is coming up in December. And also taking a look at Montecito days on market. I will mention, speaking of Santa Barbara, that I pulled up the Perry Mason episodes on Amazon, and the first one was aired September 21st, 1957. Damn, missed the anniversary. And I watched the first episode. The second episode features Santa Barbara, and they have a shot says Santa Barbara. I'm sure it wasn't. But I had already seen that not too long ago, so then I skipped to the third. So I watched the first and the third. And, you know, it's fun, but it's dated. But the first episode, the case of the redhead something, ends with Perry and Della and the redhead client in their office. And they have a round table. Looks like you might have a little meeting around the table. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a little bite. And Della pulls out a tablecloth to put on the little round table. And that's 1957. And she pulls out china, and they have three cups and saucers and three little plates. And he's holding a paper bag, no plastic bags. They didn't ask him paper or plastic. And he pulls out, and I'm expecting, you know, a Woody Allen movie. I'm expecting Chinese food. And he pulls out three sandwiches, not rolls and heroes, just three square sandwiches wrapped what looks like in wax paper, which is what back in the day. They must have had aluminum foil. I don't know if they had plastic wrap, but wax paper was the deal. We don't know. They didn't unwrap the and then he pulls out these two large cups, paper cups, uh-huh, with lids, and then it looked like a stack of three smaller cups. And I'm going, what the hell's in these cups? And right at the end, he opens one and it's coffee. So the two large cups are coffee, and he pours them into the cup and saucer. So very formal, very 1957. And, you know, of course, today each person would have a large Pete's coffee and, you know, and you wouldn't be pouring them. But what a different era. Very, very good visit. Okay. Speaking of Santa Barbara, year-to-date sales for the 39th week of the year 2021 for the week ending October 1st, 2021. Year-to-date, median price, $1,950,000. Last year, $1,530,000. So that's a 27% increase in the median sales price for the first 39 weeks of the year. And last year represented a 16.5% increase from 2019. And there was I don't know the percentage, but there was an increase from 2019 to 2018 not quite as large. So, okay, 27%. Number of sales, almost 1,100 versus last year, 878. And the year before that, 827. So the number of sales year to date, up 25%. And 2020 was up 6.2% for the first 39 weeks over the previous year. 2019 was up 5.2%, higher number of sales. So escalating increases. What about Montecito? Montecito 2021, for the first 39 weeks, the median price up 35%. $4,936,000 last year, $3,665,000. So Montecito only, median price up 35%. Again, overall, median price up 27%. So Montecito only up 35%. Number of sales in Montecito up 23%, which is close to the overall number of sales being up 25%. And days on market in Montecito for the first 39 weeks, the median days on market, 12. So you got 242 sales, so about 121 of those sales were on the market for less than 12 days, and the other half above. The median for 2020, Montecito only, for the first 39 weeks, 20 days on market, and 2019, 26 days on market. So it's gotten lower. But 12 is a big drop from 20. And interestingly, for the 3 years, 2019, 20, and 21, the average days on market in Montecito, all about the same, 76, 78, 77. So that's counting the outliers. And then finally, as the door creaks in the background, we should have a recording for that. Only the shadow knows. You probably didn't hear it through this mic. Without Montecito, the rest of us for Festivus, the median price, $1,635,000. And we ended up for all of Santa Barbara, including Montecito Hope Ranch in 2020, just under $1,600,000. So even without Montecito for the first 39 weeks, median price $1,635,000, which is almost 26% higher than last year, even without Montecito. And the number of sales, up 25.7%, higher number. So yes, Montecito is pushing that median price up to $1,950,000 year to date. But it's not as if the rest of us are slouching around. Big, big increase without Montecito, median price 25, almost 26%, and almost 26% in the number of sales. Okay, there'll be a short quiz during the commercial break. And we have our guest coming up. I have a bunch of nice stuff to... Oh, a correction. Richard was incorrect last week. I had mentioned that Dan Walters talked about perhaps granting the parole to Sirhan Sirhan. And Dan Walters says no, that Governor Newsom has a picture of RFK in his office. And I said that James Brady died from his wound suffered in 1981. And Richard said no, but he died in 2014. And I checked, and a Washington Post article said the medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. Quite a number of years, 35 years later. But it has happened in the past where the prosecutors could then pursue murder charges, which they did not. And this came up because what's the guy's name? Is it Mark David Chapman? Yeah. He was recently granted parole. So a little fact-checking there. And Richard, for the first time since 2005, was incorrect. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with a very interesting guy who started a grassroots organization, Stop Picasso Now. We're not talking about the painter. Could be timeshares coming to a house near you.